841 here at KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. In December, the Port of Hueneme took a historic step, and they took this historic step in signing a project labor agreement, or PLA, that is the first of its kind in the port's 81-year history. The PLA will ensure local labor is utilized for all port projects estimated at over $250,000. Here to talk about what kind of economic opportunity the PLA represents to Ventura County and securing homegrown, good-paying jobs are Tony Skinner, President, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 952, and Executive Secretary Treasurer, Tri-County's Building and Construction Trades Council, and Workforce Development Board member. Boy, that's a big business card. And welcome once again. Good to have you on board.
Nice to be here.
And also in studio, Christina Birdseye, Chief Operating Officer, Port of Hueneme. How long have you been with the port?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I've been with the port for approximately 10 years. Part of that was for consulting, and now part of the...
Yeah,
that's very nice of you.
That's really remarkable, though. And it is a fantastic port. We're going to talk about just a little extra on it and how you can take a tour and really see what this port is all about. It is... huge, but very secluded and secret to most of the people around here. I just wonder what part of the population has actually had the opportunity to visit or had taken that chance through maybe schools when they were kids or as adults to take a tour, but it is really something else. But let's get straight to it, starting with Tony. Can you briefly describe the partnership between the port and labor, and what opportunities will this represent for new jobs, especially right here in our county?
Well, the Building Trades has been a partner with the port for about a decade now. We write support letters for their grants. We attend meetings when they need us and other functions. And basically, the opportunities will come through the project labor agreement. It'll guarantee a local, well-trained workforce as well as apprenticeship opportunities for the people in the area.
And it's a really big thing when you say local, because with some projects, if they do take people from outside of the cities or counties, you wonder why does that happen? Why don't they use available labor? And this is a really nice agreement that ensures that the local workers will not only get work, they'll get good work.
They'll get good work.
And that's really important here. Christina, let's talk about some of the initiatives on how the port will accomplish this historic partnership.
Yeah, you know, the port has a robust capital improvement plan with nearly $25 million in projects in queue right now. And that ranges from port staging and efficiency improvements to building out our electrical infrastructure and environmental initiatives, which are leaning towards the zero emission goals. All of these construction, demo, renovation, upgrades, and improvement projects exceeding the $250,000 will be performed under this PLA agreement.
And that's one of the things that they've really adapted to over the many, many years on being a very, very clean port. People didn't realize in the olden days, these ships did produce a lot of smog, a lot of air pollution, and that has been cut way back, and it'll get better and better as we move on here.
Yes, we have many initiatives moving forward, our green initiatives, and we have vessels that plug into shore power, so it allows them to turn off their auxiliary engines, and they're able to just use that clean shore power.
I just want to see the plug for that. Because when you think
it's
of
heavy.
Charging up your Tesla and what these ships must have to draw, I mean, it's really a remarkable feat. Because we're talking about the size and the amount of energy it takes to move all of these products that we get here. Are bananas and BMWs still the number? I always go with the Bs. What is really coming into the port?
So autos, we have over close to 350,000 autos that transit the port, and then fresh fruit, in particular bananas.
That's a really, really big deal. Folks, you got to go there. Tony, let's talk about how many jobs do we project will come in with this PLA, with the agreement, to add to the local economy. Can we get a number on that?
It's really hard to quantify that because there's so many other entities that are involved in this. For example, you probably saw in the paper yesterday the 34 acres they're trying to improve out on Hueneme Road to park cars. So they have to work with the city of Oxnard in order to get a permit for that. But what I can say is any construction contract over $250,000 will be covered. So that will be on all local workforce. And I know you want to know, average salary, somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000. And that's with benefits on top of that.
And that's really important when you hear that, because having the benefits on a job, you know, make that $100,000 worth so much more. And, you know, a family can reside in Ventura County with that type of income. And but that's the type of income we need.
Absolutely.
You know, we do need to generate jobs that can sustain this kind of living. And for people who take the time when they're youngsters going through school and learn a trade and get into the union, they can be assured a good job and a good living if they learn a trade and continue with that trade. And with these agreements, it definitely opens up the door to a lot of people going away from the traditional education, which we think of a four-year, and going into the trades and getting a really well-paying job that you can start getting paid quite well at a very young age.
Very young age.
And that's one thing that we love about this program. I understand the program will include a feature that provides avenues to employment for veterans. Tell us about helmets to hard hats. Veterans do so much work for the country, and a lot of times when they're done, okay,
absolutely.
Then what?
Yeah,
and
we're
so
really
what are we
excited
doing to help?
About pairing with this, the PLA agreement, because of the helmets to hard hats program. And it helps facilitate the entry into the building and construction trades for veterans who are interested in careers in that industry. So there's coordination with the Center for Military Recruitment, Assessment, and Veterans Employment. And they maintain a database of veterans interested and have apprenticeship and employment opportunities that can be utilized on any of these projects.
So that's great for the veterans. Really good news here. We have a lot of veterans in this community.
Yeah, I just want to say our apprenticeship program at the IBEW is probably 30 to 35% veterans now. We really like veterans because they're used to getting up early in the morning. They've got a work ethic. They know how to take direction. They've been doing that through their career in the military. So this is not only for returning veterans, but it's for retired veterans, too.
The opportunity is there. For both of you, what, in your opinion, will be the most important part of this agreement? Christina, we'll start with you.
This agreement really formalizes our priority to the local community, and the benefits are really twofold. These projects are now guaranteed to directly support our local workers and families, but they will also have a hand in strengthening and modernizing the port, and through these projects have the potential of increasing maritime-related commerce and injecting additional funds into the regional economy. So it's really exciting.
Tony, how does this help out the union?
Well, I think for the port, number one, I think having a skilled and trained local workforce is huge. For the trades, I'd say it's number one, being able to work at home rather than having to travel. And like I said before, more opportunities for apprenticeships for county residents, especially we're really targeting with this program, we're really targeting Port Hueneme and Oxnard.
So let's talk about the businesses now who want to bid on projects and job seekers who want to train for these new skilled positions. How do they get started, Christina?
So just go to the port's website at portofhueneme.org, and under the business tab, you can click on the RFPs or construction advertisements to see all of our open opportunities. And as a vendor or contractor, you can register online in the same place to get notices of any new opportunities. And we're excited to say that under there, you can actually find our very first project that will be under this agreement.
And how does that work for you, Tony?
Yeah, any construction firm can bid this, whether they're a signatory to a union or not. It's public works. Anybody can bid it. And as far as how to get involved with the training part of it, you can go on the DAS website. They will tell you what apprenticeships are available in Ventura County, or they can get hold of me, and if they know which area of construction they like, I can point them in the right direction.
Because a lot of this isn't, as we've talked before, isn't taught in the high school. So when a kid's looking, if he feels like he has something, he or she has as a carpenter, as an electrician, as a plumber, any of these skills, it is one of those things, where do I learn this?
Right.
And that's really important, because the schools have totally dropped the ball in high school for the most part. Do you know of any local high schools that are helping out in this?
Ace Charter.
Ace Charter, that's the one we like, right?
That's the one we like.
Ace Charter is the one. Now, how does a kid get into Ace Charter?
Apply.
Apply, that's easy. And yes. Where exactly is Ace Charter
located? It's out at Camrio Airport.
Okay. Driven by that thing 1,000 times. Ace Charter out at the Camrio Airport. Fantastic. And if somebody wants to go to the port and just you know, find out more about it, maybe classrooms, schools, or just people, are there events, or is it like by appointment to get a tour?
We have lots of events, but we have multiple school tours that we do. And but if you're interested, we do one-offs, and you're welcome to contact us. Again, go to portofwainimi.org. You can call us, and we'll set up an appointment to bring you out and see all of the vessels and bringing all this wonderful cargo through our communities.
All right, sounds great. Now, if you're interested in learning more about what's going on at the Port of Wainimi, go to portofwainimi.org. For new apprenticeship opportunities, go to IBEWLU952.org. If you're an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org. Thank you so much for coming in. Really interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:53 here at KVTA.